You know, some of the stuff I talk about should be fantastical or magical sounding, because it is, because I saw past this 3D experience to the other side, and it's not a joke. It's all spiritual. The 3D is just a manifestation of the 5D. It's just playing out. You know, when you wash your clothes, it's because you're being washed. When you brew your coffee, it's because you're being brewed. He brews. When you drive your car to the house, to a destiny, or a destination, it's because you're going, your life is headed towards a destiny or destination. Which direction is up to you. Either set your affections above or set them below. Which one are you setting your affections? You know, is it all about money and stuff and image and outward show, or is it spiritual? Is it all earthly, fleshly, temporal, or is it spiritual truth in the inward man? Be renewed in the inner man. Be renewed by the spirit of your mind. And the Bible says the spirit of your mind. So that tells you where the spirit is right there. That mind is spirit. Heart is spirit. Everything's spirit, to be honest with you. I didn't know. I did ask to know what's going on, but I didn't know I would see the Shekinah glory. I had no idea. And once you see something like that, it knocks you down. You can't. It feels like you're drunk, you know. I don't need to get drunk because I get drunk in the spirit, for real. And I'm not even. And that's not even a joke, because I could go back to the 5D meditation and I'd forget where I was at for 6 months, you know, seriously. But it's hard to function down here when you're in that state of mind. And what happens is God usually brings somebody into your world. You know, I know he doesn't necessarily want you to be unbalanced in the spirit and not the natural. So he's going to bring, if you become unbalanced and you go into the 5D too much, he'll bring somebody into your life to knock you back down to reality. And it's like, okay, I got to get back to work. I got to get back to thinking about, you know, get this done. I got to get my dentist lined up, the doctor lined up, get all the bills paid. And then when you get back in the flow of that, then it becomes boring because you saw the other side. And it's like, come on. I'm waiting on the rapture. But while you're here, while you're waiting on the rapture, he says, occupy till I return, right? Occupy till I come, till he returns in the clouds. If the whole world's going to see him, that tells you everything you need to know right there. God is everywhere. The first time he showed up on the scene, he went to the cross. The next time, to rule and reign for 1,000 years. The only way you're going to have peace on earth is Jesus. Is because Jesus is going to rule for 1,000 years. And then he delivers the earth back up to the Father. In other words, what I'm saying is, the seventh dispensation is a dispensation of rest, just like 7 days of rest. And so one day is as 1,000 years. And so there has to be 1,000-year rest to deliver everything back up. See, the devil's trying to bring peace on earth through chemicals and ecumenicalism and all that. The flesh is nothing but sin. The Bible says to pray for peace, yes, but the devil's trying to do it to get the glory to himself, like he can do it. But he has no peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. And the devil is convincing the elite that the problem on earth are the believers, the Christians. But they're not the problem. They live in peace. The problem are the unsaved, the ones who reject Christ. And it's not a joke. You go to work, you work your 8 hours, you stress, you get off work, you want to just do something fun and chill and all that. See, they created a matrix for you. You know, this sad, if somebody says, well, TGIF, thank God it's Friday, well, that kind of mindset is really what they want you to be in. It's a system, and any kind of system is set up across the board. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is, if the devil is a spiritual being and he set up a system down here, then it doesn't matter what country, what state, city, country, whatever. You go there and there's a system set up. You have to follow the rules. You got to follow the details. You got to follow all the junk, you know. All the stupid stuff. Now, in a way, those codes, building codes, electrical codes, plumbing codes, is to protect people. So in a way it's good, but in another way it's bad, because it's teaching you legalism. But because your culture is a cult, it's trying to push you to the next level. In other words, if you really think about it, all you need to do is go to the bank, borrow some money to run a business of some kind, and the business will pay the loan back, and you're free. And you just got to get your accountant and pay your manager employees, and it runs itself, you know. You just have to have enough faith or unction or gunction or intestinal fortitude to do something like that. Most people don't. They want the comfortable life. They want the easy life. They don't want to take a chance or step out by faith, you know. And they might make enough money, they don't need to, you know. Some job pays them enough money, they don't need to start a business. They make more on a job, you know. And that's okay. To each his own. Get ready to go over and do some painting in a bathroom. I'm trying to do some artwork in the bathroom to make it look like wallpaper. I should have just bought the wallpaper and put the wallpaper up, but you know, it is what it is. I already started now. I'm not an artist, but I can make it halfway decent, you know. Halfway decent, I hope. We'll see how it works out. I'm just having fun with it. I can sense a big change getting ready to happen. I can always feel it before it happens. And I'm not really sure what way. I'm looking at the data points right now. There's always a precog for everything, because I saw the other side and I saw how everything is a word. So here's how I decoded this reality. So by the grace of God, he showed me that, okay, so when John the Revelator and Apostle Paul went up to the third heaven, John the Revelator went up into heaven talking to the angels. And notice, when you talk to an angel, they talk in your language. So I realized the languages on earth, they speak the same languages in heaven. And yeah, there's probably a hidden language, but they speak the same languages in heaven. So what's connecting you to, how do you see into heaven? How can you see into heaven? Well, you got to have the Holy Spirit. You got other believers. You got the Bible. You got his word. And you got the word, the languages. Because what connects to heaven? If people have went to the third heaven, what's connecting that person back to the earth plane? language is one thing that's a connection there. Language. And so if language can go into the third heaven, then you take the language and you decode the language. And you can see into heaven. Or you can see into heavenly principles or heavenly archetypes and the way this thing works down here. And so that's what I did. I started breaking the language into parts. The letters, the shapes, the symbols, the cognates, the prefixes, the postfixes, or the suffixes, right? I started breaking it all into parts, just like CERN. At first, I didn't know what I'm saying now. I didn't know. I just said, well, there's got to be something to this. And as the more I broke the words into parts and the letters and the shapes and the symbols and everything, the phonics, even the phonics, if you were to break the phonics into parts, you'd see into heaven some deep spiritual truths. And so, yes, it's fantastical. Yes, it's magical because it's not of the earth plane. The earth plane is not originated of itself. Even the earth plane is fantastical and magical. If you dig deep into any area, even if you dig deep into artwork, look at, study a leaf or a rock or a shoe, you really just study it, you'll start to see patterns that are fantastical and magical. The clouds, everything. You zoom in on something long enough, you're going to see a pattern. And what the pattern you're going to see is you're going to see cut, turn, union, and flow. You're going to see the fractal hologram. You're going to see everything is in bringing the parts together to make a whole. And so whether it's marriage, whether it's business, a church, there's many parts to make the whole. And somebody who's trying to run a business, they know that the team players are key. The ones who don't understand and they can't run it, they have to wake up and realize they can't run it by themselves. And it don't take long because somebody trying to run it themselves ends up getting burned out. So you have to have many members to make a team, and each member has to pull its own weight. And sometimes members pull more than their own weight. So I just told you the pattern of all things, and you can see it. You got a head and a body. So the members of your body are connected to the head. The head tells the body what to do. The body says, okay, and it does it. So you got a head and a body, just like in a marriage, a head and a body. The man and the woman, the kids. You got a business. You got a manager and a bunch of employees, the head and the body. If the head turns left or turns right, the whole body. Then you got two people who yoke up, and they both have their head and their body and their own will. So they're going to have to find out how to get on the same page and have the same will and the same body and the same goals. They're going to have to get on the same page. Because if they don't, it ain't going to work out. It ain't going to work out too good. You know? It's magical. Language is magical. Music, math, science, everything's magical. But it didn't originate here in the natural. The reason it's magical is because it's spiritual source. It's spiritually sourced. It's spiritually sourced. Think about what I just said. Everything is spiritually sourced. It comes from source. Nothing you look at, person, place, or thing, came from its own source. Every person is per the Son. Everything, Jesus spoke it all into existence. By Him all things consist. Not only is it sourced from Jesus, from Him, but it's through Him and to Him. So every moment of every day is held together by Jesus. So anytime you have a problem, you gotta look at it from a different perspective. And when you look at it a different perspective, you say, oh, that's the easy button, because I'm just looking at it from a new perspective. when you shift your perspective, everything changes. I don't care what it is. The way you eat, your routine, your health, your weight, the way you talk, to have a conversation with somebody. Everything is everything is your perspective. And the way to get the proper perspective is look at it from the eternal state, the eternal mind, the 5D mind. And no, even if there's some pain, temporary pain, it don't last forever. It don't last forever. It's just a season. In that season, he that began a good work he's going to finish it. All things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to His purpose. So everything's working for your good, whether you know it or not. It already is, because you're the clay on the potter's wheel. You know? And that's every day of your life.